Welcome back. I'm Gary Goldman, the host of Five Star Food Show. This is actually our premiere edition today, the first time, and we are so honored to have Alexander Golub from Alexander Golub Art. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, great.
It's exciting that this is the first, the premiere show.
It is very exciting. Now, Alexander and I first met at the New England Food Show.
That's right.
So you do artwork, and what kind of things have you done in the past?
A whole bunch of things. So not necessarily just for restaurants, but that's one of my main focuses. I've done works for restaurants, nonprofits, companies, company offices, and my works range from really vibrant murals that bring real dynamism, energy to the space, to laser-cut works, mosaics, really a lot of things, anything that you can imagine. And I work with my clients in a collaborative process, so almost like an architect might work with a client.
So I own a huge restaurant, and I have a particular vision.
Sure.
How do you come into the process, and how do you work together?
So you would reach out to me, and we'd have a conversation, and I would have a consultation where I would, where we would identify the needs that you are that you need, the needs for your restaurant, the vision you have, and then I would come at it with my artistic capabilities and my artistic aesthetic as well, because it's more of a collaboration. So I'm not quite a designer, and that's one of those main differences. It's more of a collaboration, and then we would figure out from there a way to move forward. We'd develop some drafts, figure out a final draft that we like, and then we'd create the actual work.
That's awesome. Yeah. When we were met at the food show, you showed me pictures of something that I'd seen of something that you had done in Framingham, Massachusetts.
That's
you
right.
You want to talk a little bit about that project and what was involved in that one?
Sure. So that work was for the South Middlesex Opportunities Council. It's a nonprofit in Framingham that does a lot of really great work for a lot of people. It has over 500 employees. And that was actually my second work I'd done for them. I'm actually in the process of doing my third commissioned work for them. I don't want to put words in their mouth, but it seems like they like me. And they like the
product. It's a good sign.
It's a good sign. But my first work for them was not this year, or no, it wasn't in 2016, it was in 2015. Mm-hmm. And I did an interior mural with them, collaborating with them and a Cite Soleil, which is a nonprofit that works with artists in Haiti. And so we collaborated with them and Smock, and developed a mural for them, and then they seemed to like it. And so I did another work, which was the about 400 square foot piece outdoors this time. The other one was indoors. Outdoors this time, that's actually facing the commuter rail. And now I'm working on a third one that'll be facing Bishop Street, and that's going to be mounted onto their wall. So I do stuff that's both on the wall directly and also mounted. And I find that that's actually very helpful, because oftentimes the art that I make is not just design, it's art. And that's nothing against designers, but the thing that I make can also be an investment for the future. My art is already appreciated in the past three, four years. And so when I create work, I try to think of it as a way, in a way that it can also be demounted and then moved, mm-hmm. so that it acts also as an investment.
Great. Specifically with the food industry,
yeah.
What types of things have you done? Where have you done it, and where
sure.
can we see it?
Well, my most recent one that I've completed is at Sunset Cantina on Comm Ave. It's right by Aganis Arena at BU campus area.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They just did an expansion, and they were looking for something to make the space pop, kind of a focal point.
So how
expansion.
Does the whole thing take place? They say, Alexander, I need blah, blah, blah. Or
yeah,
how does,
so they,
how does this happen?
So they, it was actually, I think, their designer who initially was like, well, we should get some art for the space. And then, you know, they started talking about a mural, some kind of artwork, and they heard about me. They reached out.
The word is out.
The word is out. And you know, thankfully they came on over and they said, hey, can we do a project? And we started talking, and we came up with this really cool idea that incorporated not just paintings, but a mosaic and these shutters as well. So it's this almost this really bright, hazy sunset filled with violets and golden colors. And then on the, it's three panels, it's 6 by 9 feet. 6 feet high, 9 feet wide, and then on the two panels on the side, it's filled with mosaics. And I also built these shutters so that when they're closed, you only see the painted section. And as you open it, you get to see the mosaics. And you can see that on my website. But one of the works that I'm working on right now is at a place called Poke City. It's on Mass Ave. It's by Leslie. And that, on the other hand, instead of this really bright, hazy sunset, is going to be this drawn, almost looks like drawing, blue and white painting, large mural. It's instead of the 6 by 9 foot, it's, and on panels, it's right on, it's right on the wall, and that's actually, this one is 33 feet wide by 10 feet tall.
You speak with such passion about your art.
Well, I would hope so.
Do you have a vision? How do you like create all this stuff? Is it like in your mind? Do you do several sketches? How does the whole process work?
Contrary to popular belief, a lot of art comes down to hard work and practice. It's like a sport. It's like being a doctor. You might have a knack for it, but a lot of it is hard work. And coming up with the idea, it's the same thing. Sometimes it might come to you, but a lot of the times it's a lot of drafting idea after idea, looking at other references, taking points from the first consultation that I was talking about earlier that you do with the client, and then figuring out kind of where that and the space also takes you. And then you come up with these ideas, and then you also bring those rough ideas to the client, and then you're able to narrow it down from there. And I think that's the process, but it's not quite a clear moment of genius that happens. Sometimes it is, but
and did you always know you wanted to be an artist?
I knew I loved art. I've been doing art since I was in preschool.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I also do a lot of stuff in politics. I've been involved with political campaigns. And I've been involved with business in the business world as well. I worked on a small political tech startup for a while. So it's always kind of been in my mind to do my own enterprise. And I think, you know, my passion for creating space and bringing transformative experiences for others was really what pushed me into trying to pursue this path here.
Do you find it challenging, the business side of things, in conjunction with the artistic side? I know a lot of artists, they're great artists, but they don't know how to manage a business. Do you find that challenging or not?
I mean, running a business, even if you're a business person, is challenging. Mm-hmm. Being an artist, even if you're an artist, is challenging. I think that I really do, however, enjoy the process of both of those aspects. I am formally trained more as an artist, though my experiences have lent me a lot of knowledge of the business world. I say in this tech startup that I was involved with, for instance. And I find them both rewarding and difficult in different ways. But I don't ever have a difficulty in putting them together. They're just both two parts of the same creation,
mm-hmm.
or the same process.
I'm Gary Goldman. I'm host of the Five Star Food Show. We've been speaking to Alexander Golub of Alexander Golub Art. If somebody wants to reach you, Alexander, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they can reach me at my website, which is alexandergolub.com. And they can also email me at alexandergolubart@gmail.com or follow me and reach out to me on Instagram, which is at Alexander Golub Art.
Great. It's great having you as a guest.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.